It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
Hey, welcome back here in Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Thanks for joining us here. If you would like to call in with your questions about your pet's health, Dr. Todd is waiting for your call at this number.
Yes, he is at 800-818-2255, 247-7282, or 353-4674.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, we had that story from United Airlines about the pet being placed in a small, obviously a small pet in a carrier, placed in an overhead bin and passed away during that time. It's terrible.
It's a terrible story. So terrible you don't even really want to talk about it. But it's, that's fortunately one of those things that's a very rare occurrence. I mean, obviously, pets don't go in.
Yeah, it's even rare, you know, when you look at the numbers, it's pretty rare for the ones that even go into carriers and go into cargo holds and then pass away there for various reasons, stress, medical reasons, any number of other things.
And those do happen occasionally, and, you know, it cycles. You know, you'll see reports of, you know, rankings of the different airlines in terms of problems like that. But, I guess the take-home message here is that, you know, work with your airline. Get all those details figured out before you get, you know, on board or in line and things like that. Because it shouldn't be, I mean, it really shouldn't be a difficult issue like this became, and it's really unfortunate.
But then we also had the one that was kind of amusing about somebody who wanted to take a peacock.
Then you get those.
As a comfort animal.
Strange birds, yeah, exactly. I don't really know what to say about that.
Well, again, that's where you work ahead of time.
You definitely need to work ahead of time. I mean, those don't need to be the types of things that get hashed out at the airline check-in, exactly. So.
Yeah, as I was saying to Kinsey yesterday, though, I've never had a pet that I really wanted to travel with that bad. I mean, I love them at home, but I don't need them in my hotel room.
That's a lot of stress, I would think it would be for me. Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to actually come back to and mention, talk about service dogs, but I want to mention a recall that happened this past week. And this was of some dog treats, four different brands. The manufacturer's name is Red Barn Pet Products. It's out of Long Beach, California. And there's a number of different products in this, about 25 or so products that are part of this recall. It's a voluntary recall. Well, it's actually a recall because they found some salmonella in some of the raw material supply chain, I guess you would say. A lot of these are what are called bully sticks, which are chew products. Red Barn is one of the name brands, Chewy Louie, Dentley's, and then Good Lovin'. Brand products are part of the recall. Again, if you ever have any questions about this, we have a link to the recalls on our website. But you can also just do a quick Google search for.
Yeah, I just did for Red Barn Pet Products, and you get the recall and from their page.
You can find all the lot numbers and different things. And these products are products that actually were put out, distributed between March of last year, March of 2017, up through February of this year. So, you know, it may be a product you've had sitting around for quite some time, maybe a Christmas, you know, stocking stuffer or something like that.
Yeah, that's where those things
are. Yeah, so you might want to check into that before you offer that. If you have forgotten about it or you were holding it back for some other occasion, just check and make sure it's not part of that recall.
Okay, yeah. Even on the on their website, they've got pictures of the packaging.
The different packaging. And that's important because a lot of times these products, people take the packaging off and they'll just store the product somewhere. So, but yeah, definitely take a look at that. And if that product packaging looks familiar, if you don't have it anymore.
All right. What else?
So this was an interesting article I came across. This is out of Minnesota. State lawmakers are considering a piece of legislation that would criminalize taking on untrained service animals out in public. Okay. Now I say criminalize. It's a $100 fine and misdemeanors. We're not talking about big time criminality here. But apparently, and we've seen this, and we've talked briefly in the past about the what is a service dog. You know, people, most of us have seen these service dogs. They usually have sort of jacket identification, that indicates that they're a service dog. But there are folks that can order these vests, these
Sure.
There's clothing online, indicators that their dog is a service dog, and they're not necessarily. Just for the definitional purposes, service dogs in general, and this is defined by the American with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, service dogs generally require about 2 years of training. They are supposed to be used to help someone with a particular disability,
mm-hmm.
and they are supposed to be trained on how to address that disability.
Okay, right.
So those are some of the sort of basic guidelines. At least the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, doesn't recognize emotional support dogs, which is mm-hmm. another sort of vogue term that has been used in this, recently. Not to suggest that those aren't legitimate, but they're not mm-hmm. technically considered service dogs.
Right.
And one of the problems that, it comes up is that particularly with business owners,
mm-hmm.
they're not really sure what they can and cannot ask. From my reading, it looks like you're allowed to ask what disability is it trained to,
mm-hmm.
Service and what is the training? In other words, what does it do?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you'll find sometimes if you're out and about and you see service dogs or something that looks like it has the clothing for a service dog, service dogs will not respond to other animals
right.
in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're, in a store and you see a dog that has one of these vests on and it's barking its head off, at some other dog or some other person, that's probably not a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Most service dogs are, they don't have to be certain breeds, obviously, but mm-hmm. you see a lot of retrievers, a lot of basically easily trained, smart type of breeds. You don't generally, and I hate to be judgmental, but you don't generally see, for example, a Chihuahua mm-hmm. that's a service dog. It can be. There's no reason why it can't be, but some breeds.
Trying to think of what kind of service it would do.
Right. Some breeds are a little more easily trained, and obviously the breed size and so forth, it has to be, appropriate for whatever it's being trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see seeing eye dogs a lot, obviously.
We all grew up with seeing eye dogs. So.
Right. But you'll also have dogs that are out in public that are, detecting seizures, hypoglycemia for diabetics, mm-hmm. things like that. And so those dogs are basically very calm dogs out in public. They're not mm-hmm. bouncing around. They have a job to do. That's mm-hmm. their job. They're there to do their job. So, but anyway, it's interesting that this is coming up because, of course, you have these airline issues, people bringing, these are not necessarily service dogs, but the airlines do follow different rules.
Mm-hmm.
They are allowed to they can allow emotional support dogs.
But that's up to them.
That's up to them. Yeah, that's defined. Their laws are a little bit different than the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of flux out there, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see more. In fact, some states other than Minnesota are exploring these possibilities of having fines and somehow trying to regulate, manage this use of the name service dog,
mm-hmm.
whether it be through the clothing or some sort of registration process. We don't know
right.
how that's going to shape out.
Well, my question is I have a child who is allergic to dogs. What mm-hmm. if we're on a plane and a service animal or a support animal boards the plane as well? Now my right. child is.
Well, that's one of those things I would imagine if you were ahead of time to notify that you have allergies.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. And you do bring up an important point mm-hmm. because that's going to happen. And I don't know. It's been a while since I've filled out or done anything with an airline to sort of see.
Yeah.
I don't know if you go through a process where I'm sure there are parts of the process where you can say you have special needs, I guess. And, that would be the place to indicate that your child has an allergy to dogs. Now, I'm not sure the extent to which they actually try to manage the seating arrangements because mm-hmm. of that or not. I don't know. But yeah, that's
a reasonable concern.
That's a reasonable concern, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, any talk about, what if you chipped the service animal? I mean, if they're going through that much training,
most of them are microchipped.
Could you have a scan that would say it's a service animal?
I don't know. That's an interesting point. I wouldn't be surprised if someone's thinking of that, though.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we are.
Right, exactly.
We thought of it.
Yeah.
More to come in a moment with Your Pet's Health. If you'd like to call in with a pet's question, 800-818-2255. Or these local numbers?
247-7282 or 353-4674.
Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Rowe from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, online at PETDOCKS.com, PetDocs.com, and all over social media as well, as we talk about a variety of issues. What else do you have out there?
I want to mention, obviously, a lot of us have recognized that the weather is warming up a little bit.
Yeah.
And we are starting to see some allergens, some of the more obvious allergens pop up in our environment, in the air in particular, and our pets do experience allergy issues. A lot of us are aware of this. Usually, if you've had a pet for more than a season, or a year, if they've had allergies, you know this from last year. But it's time for that to start popping up again, and we're seeing that in the office. We're seeing occasionally some respiratory issues, but primarily with dogs and cats, it tends to be skin issues when they have allergies, and that has to do with where this different types of cells and histamine releasing apparatus is. So just be aware of that.
Just be aware of it. All right. And again, if you want to find out more, you can call on the folks at Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, PETDOCKS.com, and on Arundel Street in Moorhead City. See you next time.
See you then.